With a look at what's happening once again, here's Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. Today is a no-zone action day, and we will be under a heat advisory from noon until 7 p.m. A lot of people are filling up the tank for a Labor Day weekend road trip, and gas prices have inched up again. Tom Bowden is the chief economist with the Indiana Attorney General's Office. A guest on our No Limits show Thursday, Bowden said it's a supply and demand issue.
Refineries are operating at 90+% capacity pretty much all year round. So they don't have this great opportunity to all of a sudden turn on some extra refineries to give us that extra supply that we would need for these specific weekends that close out the summer when consumers enjoy traveling so much in their vehicles.
And Bowden says while 50% of crude oil shipments to the U.S. come from OPEC nations, Canada and Mexico are actually our biggest foreign oil suppliers. An insurance company report ranks Fort Wayne as the 15th safest large U.S. city to drive in and Indianapolis the 46th safest. The report from Allstate Insurance ranked the 200 largest U.S. cities on the frequency of car collisions. The report says the average driver in Indianapolis will experience an auto collision every 10.3 years. Indianapolis fell two spots from its number 44 ranking a year ago. The Arts Council of Indianapolis has held its annual fundraiser and kickoff of the fall art season. WFYI's Marianne Holland was there.
President and CEO Dave Lawrence says the Arts Council acts essentially as a chamber of commerce for the arts community, helping artists with funding, marketing, and workshops. The organization is involved with several public art projects, with one of the most memorable recent projects being the Julian Opie LED Signs Project, which featured life-size twists on everyday crosswalk signals. Arts author Peter Kagayama was the keynote speaker at the fundraising event and talked about ways cities can continue to grow their arts scene as traditional economic resources decline.
The emotional connections that we have with our cities are an incredible natural resource in our communities, and they're something that we actually have to figure out how to tap into, especially as budgets have gotten tighter and our ability to do sort of the traditional things with the traditional players has become less and less.
Lawrence says at $60 a plate, the organization expects to bring in almost $200,000 at this lone annual fundraiser. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
City and school leaders get together this morning to celebrate the grand opening of the Damar Charter Academy on the far southwest side. It's the first charter school in the state designed to serve students with special learning needs. A Hispanic Cultural Center at IU Bloomington is planning a town hall meeting in response to apparent racial harassment. La Casa says a staff member discovered a newspaper with "criminals deport" written next to a picture of a Latino McDonald's employee. Incidents last week come after someone threw rocks through the windows of Jewish centers near the IU campus last year. An IU employee was later arrested and fired after he was accused in one of those incidents. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday at La Casa. And a stray dog that Marines serving in Afghanistan adopted as their unit mascot has died months after school children raised money to bring the canine to Indiana. Captain Matt Taylor says the female named Alice recently died of liver failure after being checked out by a veterinarian. Students at Lebanon Middle School raised $1,000 to bring Alice to the U.S. WFYI weather, a heat advisory in effect from noon till 7 today. It is a no-zone action day, sunny with a high near 100. Tonight, mostly clear, low 73. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 94. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain and storms, high 81. And Labor Day on Monday, mostly sunny with a high of just 74. Right now, it's clear, 75 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. 7:34 now, and the Colts finished off the preseason last night.